is
Irish nose flute expert
Bob Miller. WFMD AM 930.
822 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Frederick County Public Schools are closed this morning because of the snow that we got. 16 degrees outside. But I like to check out with my cousin Jeff Miller. He lives out in Frankfort, Indiana, and is a good old boy farmer. And good morning, Jeff. How are you, sir?
Rancher.
You're a rancher?
I'm not a farmer. I'm a rancher. I raise cattle.
Okay. All right. Don't you do crops, too?
My crops are my cattle.
All right. Let's not get picky here.
I like to be picky when I'm on Bob Miller's radio show.
So Midwest is really being hit with a cold blast of the polar vortex, which is supposed to be heading our way. But so how cold is it when you got up this morning?
Minus 11 with the temperature and minus 37 with the wind chill.
Wow. Blowing. That is cold. How long are you staying?
You go outside and your lips freeze shut.
How long are you staying outside?
I was out till 3 a.m. last night delivering baby calves.
Oh, my. You got a place to put them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We got a huge barn. We got curtain this down, but that doesn't excuse the fact that it is cold outside. I don't know how cold it is in the barn. Maybe at 11 below outside, it's probably 0 or 10 above in the barn. A lot of wind stops. But it's cold. The cows are pretty well frosted over.
How do you keep a baby calf? Now, I mean, you know, I grew up on a farm, but those days I don't think I was the one walking out there. We don't think we ever had it that cold. But how do you keep them from getting, like, frostbite ears and things of that nature? Because you're in the cattle business, and you also show cattle, you sell cattle across the country. So it's hard because I've had steers that have had, frostbit ears, and we called one of them Snake because his ears were so small. But, I mean, how do you keep an animal from getting the frostbit ears out there when the temperatures are so cold?
As soon as they're born, of course, the mother licks them off, tries to lick them dry. But shortly afterwards, you've got to get them someplace where there's some warmth and take them away from their mother. I have a small heated office that I put a lot of heat in. And if you don't get them to some warmth, when it's like this, their ears will frost.
Yeah.
Then when we get them kind of warmed up, or we just, I check their ears all the time. And I have seen them with their ears, the tips of their ears literally freeze in maybe an hour or so.
Mm.
Doesn't bother the calf. The tips of the ears freeze, and about 3 weeks later, it actually drops off. But it doesn't bother them. Don't seem to bother them any.
Man.
But so far, I've got 10 calves. And I don't have any frostbit ears just because, like I said, I was out till 3 in the morning, and I'm just checking them all the time. There's just, you got to be on it.
Yeah.
I had one born about 2 o'clock this morning, and I kind of kept him in a warm area, made sure he had milk. And then I also put what I call a calf coat, which I'm sure a lot of people put coats on their dogs. But we put a calf coat on them. And that keeps their core temperature a little warmer, helps with the core temperature, and then virtually that should help with their tips of their ear temperature. What I have done in the past, I've taken wide masking tape and actually taped their ears gently and loosely to the sides of their neck and their head, and that actually keeps their ears warm. That's an old rancher's tale. I do that a lot. But so far, knock on wood, we haven't lost any ears. And I couldn't believe it when it was, my phone said 37 below zero.
So.
But the cows that have not calved, I mean, they're kind of in barns, but of course they have to go outside to eat and drink. And they're, you know, their cattle are pretty resilient animals.
Yeah.
They can fed well and taken care of. I mean, they can take it to a point. So. But I did. Can I tell the story that I told you about the miracle yesterday?
Well, you can. I'd love you. I'd love for you to do that.
The other morning, I don't know, still early in the morning, had a baby calf born, and it was very, very cold where he was at. But he was very active, and he's doing fine with his mother. So I brought him to the calving barn and put him in the first pen where it's closed down, and there is some heat in that pen. And he was doing fine, but it was just so cold. So I moved him in my other area, which is my heated office, and got a chair in there and a desk, but it's warm in there, very warm. And I thought, well, while I'm sitting here with him, kind of warming him up, I'm going to give him a pill. I have pills and shots we give at birth. And like I said, this calf was fine, moving around fine. So I gave him a pill, and I actually inadvertently, I've never done this before, but I got it partially in his windpipe.
Uh-oh.
And within about 45 seconds to a minute, he started walking in the barn, or walking in that warm area in circles, started wobbling, and he dropped to the ground, started wheezing. And I kind of had figured what might have happened, of course, on instruction, and I actually have a device that can force air into a newborn that's not breathing, or suck air out to get mucus out. And I immediately grabbed that and did a suction approach two or three times, ran an esophageal feeder tube down his throat to clear any obstruction, and I wasn't getting anywhere. And this seemed like it took 5 minutes, but it probably was only 30 seconds. But the calf actually died. He stopped breathing. His tongue was out. His eyes were dead. The calf was dead.
Mm.
And I continued my process, and I was kneeling over that calf, and I said, "Dear Lord, I didn't do this. The calf didn't do this. I did this calf. He does not deserve this." And I prayed and prayed and prayed. Finally, within a few seconds, there was some short breathing, some short breaths. I just continued sitting there with him, rubbing him, and doing the suction thing on his, over his mouth and his nose. And within about 2 minutes, the calf was standing.
Wow.
And I went to my vet last night and did a C-section, told them the story. And they said, yes, this happens a lot. People, you know, just kind of mess up. And he says, we have never heard of one that happening where we got the pill dislodged and he actually started breathing. But I sit there and witnessed the calf not breathing, and I called him dead, and I was God blessed. And he is up and going, and that is a very, very true story.
Well, so, you know, I'm going to ask the question, bull, heifer?
It was a heifer out of one of the cows that I was really waiting to get a calf out of, because she had one of my higher dollar calves last year, and calf's doing fine. So call it what you want, but I feel like I witnessed a miracle.
Yep, I think you did. I mean, the prayers of a farmer, I'm sorry, a rancher.
Rancher.
A rancher fulfilled by God, and you got to love a lot of a story like that. Jeff, stay warm. I don't know how you're staying warm. I don't know how you're keeping your waters, thawed out. But the life of a rancher and farmers here, you know what? That doesn't stop. You don't take a snow day.
Nope, we never have.
Yep. All right, my friend. Good talking to you, Jeff Miller.
Hey, by the way, next Sunday, I just looked at my weather thing on my phone. Next Sunday, it is supposed to be 50 degrees here.
Right.
So I hope you guys don't get this cold weather. So, hey, Bob, God bless you. Cousin Bob, talk to you soon.
All right. There he is, Jeff Miller. That's my cousin. I won't be able to talk to him because our phones are broken down. Somebody spilled coffee into the phone that I would actually talk to my cousin on, so I'll just have to text him. But kind of a cool story there. But I just kind of, you know, it's one of the things that we got farmers who listen to us here at WFMD. And you know what? You know, dairy farmers, beef farmers, horse farmers, you name it, goat farmers, it doesn't matter. They all got to go out every day, single day, and they've got to feed the animals, got to take care of the animals. Like you heard my cousin Jeff out there. -11, -37 wind chill, still has to take care of the babies out there. They still got to do their job. All right, it's the Morning News Express here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Bob Dacey, you still got to do your job, even though we're a little late. Sorry about that.
That's okay. We've got a nice cool breeze coming through back here. I haven't quite...